I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, piece of news from the Philadelphia Eagles and a good piece of news here. Andrew Mukuba, their second-round pick, the defensive back out of Texas, has finally signed his contract. A lot of the second-round picks had not signed until, I'd say, around Friday. I think 30 of the 32 hadn't signed, Hugh, until Friday. Now the dam is broken. We'll see the details when this comes out, but it seemed like these guys and their agents were pushing for guaranteed deals, which does not happen for second-round picks. So this is a change in the way the NFL is going here, but the Eagles got it done. I knew when the other one started happening, we would get there. So good news, and he'll be ready and in camp starting Wednesday. Speaking of camp, Champ Camp, Hugh, we got our schedule today. We're going to be out at training camp with the Eagles doing shows. Let me count these. 1, 2, 3. I'm looking at 7 days we're going to be out there over the next few
weeks.
Seven
of them things.
Starting on Wednesday, we'll be there along with the morning show, Thursday as well, a few times next week as well. Are you ready? Are you ready for football?
I am ready. I was just told, man, somebody just told me those aren't real diamonds. They're like lab-grown type diamonds.
Oh, in the Eagles ring?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I feel like a lot of diamonds are lab-grown now.
Well, you know, shout out to Heather because she told me they haven't used real gems like since 2010. That's crazy.
Teams or just in general? Anyway.
Just, I think in general. Because like when you get a necklace or something made, I remember the jeweler saying, you know, how many diamonds you have to get, and they have to individually pick the diamonds.
Yeah.
I guess that saves time.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Yeah.
But I didn't know that. I did not know that. That's kind of crazy.
It is. Well, they're still cool. It's still cool looking no matter what it's made out of.
Yeah, definitely cool.
All right. There's probably a lot of reasons why everyone's excited for training camp to start. One of those might be, I don't know this for a fact, it will probably limit as many list conversations when it comes to Jalen Hurts and where he's ranked. People will move off that to actual stuff happening on football fields around the country, including here in Philadelphia. But we're not there yet. And Cam Newton had something interesting to say. When I saw that Cam had something to say about Hurts, I immediately was like, all right, I want to hear what he has to say for two reasons. One, he's not some guy, right? And he was a high-level quarterback. Right,
yeah.
So he Now, Cam was a bigger athlete, but their games had some similarities, right? Cam was a quarterback with a lot of running ability, a lot of rushing touchdowns. I think Jalen throws the deep ball better than Cam ever did, but Cam had a very strong arm. But, like, they were both guys that came in as runners and then developed as quarterbacks. So I was like, all right, what does he got to say? And he does not have Jalen Hurts in his top 10. He explained why. Here's Cam Newton.
Now, I know everybody's going to get mad at this.
Cam hating on Jalen Hurts.
It's hard for me to grade Jalen Hurts with the talent that he has around him. Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. But if we're talking about what they bring to the table holistically, it's hard to judge what Jalen Hurts can do when you're throwing to a guy like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. We have tight end skill set. You have a dominant defense. The best running back in the game. Download Madden and see how many stars is on the offensive side of Philly. Like, you got King Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, those guys, that's cool. But when you're comparing, Lamar Jackson still shows you why he's an elite player. Josh Allen has to play elite in order for them to play. Lamar Jackson has to play at a high level for the Baltimore Ravens, even though that they have a dominant defense. Patrick Mahomes, he got a lot of talent. But boy, oh boy, you can't put no John Doe in Patrick Mahomes and think that they still gonna win the way they win it. I understand that. Jalen Hurts does not have to play elite for the Philadelphia Eagles to win. He has to play good, but he doesn't have to play elite. We're not asking you to win the game. We're just asking you not to lose it. When you ask that question, are we winning because of you, solely because of you, or is it the resources around you? So game changer, game manager, those are the things that you have to ask yourself. And those are the metrics that I'm going off of. It's like, bro, even when the tush push, you got five people pushing you, bro. You got a solid group around you, dog. And I, man, the man who Jalen Hurts is, bro, I respect him. I take my hat off to him. But just because he's a great guy, that don't mean I can't critique his game.
What do you make?
He said a whole lot. He said a whole lot in that. And see, this is the, like, again, I'm going to say it, preface it with this. Cam is allowed to say whatever he wants to say because he has a unique perspective of playing a quarterback position, which I don't. But I would say this, and this is the space that we're in, especially when you talk about everybody has the podcast and everything like that. You shouldn't have to, if that's how you strongly feel, you shouldn't have to validate it by saying, I'm gonna be a hater or anything like that.
I agree with you. Just say it.
But I do it to a certain extent, but I'm doing it when I'm trying to tell a story about, say, like when I said it with Jason Kelce. Because when you talk about, just a little insider, when you talk about Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce, Lane's the better player because of the reasons that I put out there. And I don't want nobody to think that I'm just, you know, harping on the mummers thing, because that's not the case.
And I agree with you. Lane is a better player.
Yeah. But when you start prefacing it by this, that, and the third, it makes it, you tend to wonder where are you coming from, because you had Greg Olsen when you played. You had Ted Ginn Jr. the year you won the MVP.
No, but that's not A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
No, it's not. But Greg Olsen was a pretty damn good tight end.
I was thinking about today, that Greg Olsen was probably, until McCaffrey was drafted, Olsen was probably the best guy he played with.
Yeah. And you're talking about a team that was built around your skill set. Because if I recall, you were running the ball quite a bit the year that you played. And they couldn't stop you because of your physical dominance mm-hmm. over the guys that you were playing against. So, in essence, you're kind of like Jalen Hurts, in my opinion. You didn't throw the ball around a whole lot. You threw it enough to keep teams honest.
That's why I found it interesting, because there are some similarities to them.
And again, Cam's allowed to say whatever he wants to say. But you have to be careful. Like, we're in a space now where, you know, people got receipts. And you better be careful about what you say, because they're going to – the fingers you're pointing at Jalen, they're going to be pointing them back at you and be like, hold up, dog. What about when you won MVP?
What do you make of this? So I brought this up a lot, that I do think there is something to it's because of all that's here. It's hard to, like, separate how much is Jalen.
And
how
that's
much is
fair.
But what I thought was interesting is, shouldn't he know? Like, he's a quarterback. Shouldn't he be able to see it and say, all right, yeah, he's helped out by this, but he brings this to the table. It was interesting to me that even he, and that's why, like, when Chris Sims does it, we kind of tongue-in-cheek say, well, Chris Sims was kind of barely an NFL quarterback, right? This is an MVP. There's not many MVP quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, right? Like, what is the number? 25, 30, 40, whatever the number is now in the history of the league that have won the MVP, because some years it was obviously not a quarterback. Whatever the number is, it's probably less than I even said. Maybe 20 quarterbacks have won NFL MVP. He's one of them, Hugh. And even he said it's hard for him to determine how much is Hurts and how much is the team. I didn't expect that from him. I thought he would have a sense of what the balance is between how much Hurts gets credit versus the team.
And then you benefited because you had a top 10 defense too. I'm looking at the stats. You had a top 10 defense that led the league in interceptions with 24 and 15 forced fumbles.
Oh, that was the Ron Rivera defense. Yeah, they were good. So, Thomas Davis was the linebacker on that team.
So, I mean, and again, he's entitled to say what he wants to say, but just be ready for the retort that people are going to have. I don't see, this is where it loses me when people make the art, well, he got a lot around him. Well, isn't that what you're supposed to have? What did the Commodores do this offseason? The Commodores went and got their quarterback, their young quarterback that was in the NFC Championship game. They went out and got him a receiver. They went out and got him and an offensive lineman. So what are you supposed to do? This ain't basketball. This is the same argument that people make when they talk about basketball.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, it's a loaded team. Oh, he so-and-so didn't win and he did. You know what I'm saying? So what? He won a championship. He won the championship because the GM put him in position to be successful. But we want to diminish. We are so, like, here's the thing. This is how I feel about it. We are so hung up on being right about our opinion a lot of times that we can't see the forest for the trees. Instead of just saying, okay, well, you know, every team is trying to get better every year. I came into the NFL, and I was always told we're always trying to get better. So if Howie goes out and makes moves to get you a top-notch receiver.
Like AJ. Like they got AJ.
Draft a top-notch receiver.
Like
the most
Devontae,
decorated
yeah.
receiver yeah. in the history of the NFL. Go out and trade for a running back that nobody wants because they don't want to pay running backs. So now you're penalizing the guy that pulls the trigger because let me tell you what. Regardless of how you feel about Jalen Hurts, as a person, as a football player, he has unquantifiable intangibles that allows him to do the thing that we could do. And you know what? We always want to talk about if we put this person, that person back there and let them play quarterback. Okay, that's fair, but they're not here. That's just like me saying again, if I played with Warren Sapp and who is it, Simeon Rice or Chidi Ahanotu and those guys, then my career would be different. Hey, I played the hand I was dealt, and I ain't complaining about it. So Jalen's playing the hand. That it'd be a different story if Jalen had all that talent around him and he wasn't succeeding with it.
So I agree with that. I do think there is something to, he has a lot of, like, what struck me about this is not where Cam ranked him. Really ranks him 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
He didn't put him in the top 10.
He didn't put him in the top 10. But what struck me the most is he even says he can't parse it. Like, shouldn't he be able to do it? It's one thing that I sit here and say, it's challenging, right? Like, Jalen Hurts has a lot around him. Jalen Hurts obviously is a winner and wins a lot. How much is him? How much is the team? We all have a different perspective. Like, is it 60-40, 50-50? I don't know. No one knows the right answer. I just think it's fascinating that even Cam Newton doesn't have the right answer, which tells me nobody really knows. Like, how does he not have a sense when he watches the games how much, like, each play that Jalen made that play by holding the linebacker, Jalen made that play by throwing the touch on the deep ball versus, all right, Jalen was late, but AJ bailed him out. Like, he's got to know.
I call it, in a sense, again, I've never played quarterback, but I call BS on that.
On that Cam
on
doesn't
him,
know?
He doesn't know because you know how offenses run. You know the timing of offenses.
So you think he knows and doesn't care? Or you think he knows?
I think it doesn't fit the narrative. And again, I'm not attacking Cam because Cam played quarterback. Let me be clear. I'm not attacking him. But to sit there, that's just like me saying, I don't know how Aaron Donald got to the quarterback the way that he did. I might not know exactly how. I got some semblance of how he got it done.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Just like we're talking about Nolan Smith. Like, you have some sense, because it takes timing and you have to know the basic route concepts. Just like Greg Olsen sits here and he breaks down games, him and Tony Romo, for a matter of fact, because they haven't played in years, because you have some basic knowledge of where the ball is supposed to go.
Well, and Cam was one of the first ones to use the RPO as a major part.
Yes.
Of it. Like, I just feel like of all the quarterbacks that comment on Jalen, Cam should have the best sense.
I will say this to what Cam said. If you don't, on some level, understand what Jalen is doing or how he's doing what he's doing, that means you wasn't a student of the game like you could have been, and you probably should have still been playing.
Maybe that is part of it.
Yeah, maybe that's the case.
I mean, when Cam's legs went, his career ended.
Because you even get Tom Brady, and when he's doing his terrible-ass announcing in the booth, that'll break down the game similar to it, for you can understand what Jalen's going through, his route progressions.
Right.
And stuff like that. So when you sit there and say that, it's just like, it makes you kind of wonder where are you actually coming from when you say it like that?
I agree. I found of all the comments here, of all the rankings of Hurts the last few months, weeks, whatever it's been, Cam, as a player who played the position with some similarity, used the RPO. I thought he'd have a sense of like, all right, Jalen deserves more credit, or just come out and with your chest and say, no, it's the team around him. But he kind of was like, yeah, I don't know what to do with him. And that struck me because he should know. Spike in Bristol's up. Hey, Spike.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you guys again. I haven't spoken to you in a long
Spike.
Time.
It's been too long, Spike. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Hugh?
I am great.
Good. Well, I've been, my oldest son died on June the 3rd, and I've been handling all that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So sorry. I feel for you. I'm so sorry, Spike.
So now I'm down to 5 sons. Anyway, so I want to say that I was at the criminal act yesterday on Broad Street that the Phillies committed, and I do have to say that I'm not taking the Phillies out on a lock on anything. And I don't think the Angels are anything so fabulous that the Phillies couldn't have done a little better there.
You're right, and that's a good point. It's not like they played a playoff team yesterday or this weekend. Like, you know, the series before the All-Star break when they played the Padres and Giants, those teams are fringe playoff teams. They might make it. They're pretty good. The Angels are not. They have no shot to make the playoffs, really. So it's disappointing they couldn't beat them this weekend.
Yeah, and 8-2, please. And the sweltering heat, let me tell you something. I wasn't the only one pissing and bitching.
I'm sure you
weren't.
So anyway,
what I have to say about the Cam Newton thing that you all are talking about is, I agree with you, Hugh. I agree with you 100%. Because what the heck else is the team supposed to do? If you bank all of your chips on one guy, what happens when that one guy isn't there? So I'm glad, if the truth be told, if somebody wants to say that Jalen Hurts is not an elite quarterback, I'm glad he's not. Because you know what that proves? That proves that the rest of his team could win without him. Now, granted, I will say, when Jalen was out for, what was that, 1 or 2 games or whatever it was, when he was hurt or sick or whatever was going on there, they lost. Okay? But I am going to say that I don't care what anybody calls him. He's the right man for this team at this time for this job. And Ron Jaworski may not have been an elite quarterback, but I'm going to tell you, he got us a lot of wins, and he got us a lot of Super Bowls. And, you know, the only Super Bowl the Eagles have had in all those many years. So that's what I'm going to say about that.
Well, Spike, we appreciate the phone call. And again, our condolences to your loss last month. Yeah, look, the Eagles showed you don't need the best quarterback in pro football to win. You need your quarterback to play well in the biggest moments, which he did. But, yeah, the Eagles have the best team, or last year had the best team, and they had a quarterback that at the biggest moment played his best. That's what it took last year to go win. Now, Cam was not wrong that they don't need him to play elite every week to win
games.
They
don't, and that's true.
Yeah, we saw that last season. There were, I don't know, you could pick out a handful of games where he was fine, and they won the game.
But I can guarantee you, me and you couldn't go back there and play quarterback and get the same results. We couldn't win games. I mean, that's for sure.
I could not.
Hell, Kenny Two Gloves went back there and couldn't get it done. I mean, he played decent, but he didn't get it done.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where if you can't wrap your mind around it, that's fine. Don't try to. Just accept it for what it is.
Well, but you can't do a quarterback list without trying, and that's what Cam was trying to do. All right, let's get to you people who now are brought to you today by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with
sponsor?
Yeah, the times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture. Stay away from the fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. Let's do it.
You people that don't understand where I'm coming from.
What do you mean, you people?
You people. We didn't blew up, though, for real. We changed the open and everything.
With a sponsor.
I know.
That's good
you
stuff.
People.
Really good stuff.
All right, what are they up to today, Lewis?
All right, well, the people have certainly missed Hugh Douglas, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I have a comment from Michael Richmond coming out strong and says, Hugh Douglas looks like the Raiders symbol.
I see it, yeah.
I feel like that's kind of...
Yeah, the black T-shirt, the silver beard, I see it.
I like how... Yep. Coco, give me the name so that I can go hunt him down if I want to.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Name.
I'm just kidding.
Full name.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I'm just reading off the comments. Yeah, that's what it says.
Now, if they didn't want their username, guys, I know some people have Joe G, right? They don't have to have their full name.
Yeah, Michael Richmond didn't have to say Michael Richmond.
He put Michael Richmond in there, and Lewis told everyone.
Let me write that right. down, Michael
Mr.
Richmond.
Mr. Michael Richmond. All right. Well, I guess our friend Sean H wanted to be a little more anonymous with this comment.
Oh.
This was kind of out of left field. He said we should start calling Joe Chicken Little.
Okay.
Oh, the sky's falling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess is that what he's referencing?
Here's the problem. People don't like truth, and I bring truth. I'm just being the truth broker to Philadelphia. Like, the reality is you can pretend they're a lock to make the playoffs. I'm telling you they're not, and they need to get better. So if you don't like that, that's on you, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
I haven't seen Chicken Little in a few years, I went with an appearance thing. That's why I thought it was out of
I think he thinks I'm scared, which I'm not scared. I'm very comfortable in my opinion. They're not a lock to make the playoffs.
Well, Purple Eagle actually does agree with you. Purple Eagle says, locks are on doors. There are no locks in sports.
There's no locks in sports.
Yeah, and especially not a lock when you're only a half game up in the division with 63 games to play. They're no lock for anything.
And they're certainly not a lock when Bryson Stott going from leadoff to the ninth spot. Pigeon MPP said Bryson couldn't hit a beach ball this year. And I just think it's really funny. I love when people use beach ball as like an analysis point. It's like even for hockey, too. Like that goalie couldn't stop a beach ball.
Yep.
So it's something that's nice and fun and supposed to be flowy and happy and... I guess it's a negative now. Bryson can't hit a beach ball.
Well, let's make it literal. Right now, if they threw a beach ball to the plate, are you confident Stott would hit it hard?
No.
Yes.
I think he'd pop it right up.
I feel like you might get some movement on a beach ball. There might be some interesting movement there on a beach ball. We have another one coming back at Hugh. Mike, I'm not even going to try and pronounce that last name. Or maybe I will. Sobzak. Said insanity is restored. Hugh is back.
is restored.
Hugh Douglas is back
to
work.
Talking about that lie, I would have told my wife if I got caught. I wouldn't have been at the Coldplay.
Well, I know that.
All booed up. Like, what you doing? What part of this game don't you understand?
I just love your idea of she was cold. First of all, why the hell are you providing the warmth? Second, it's June or July, whatever month it is, and it's like 85 degrees out.
You want me to give you classic spin, though?
Go ahead.
Because if I'm talking to my wife, what do you mean, honey? You know what? Matter of fact, why you ain't come to the concert with me? You were supposed to be there. I wanted my wife to be with me, but you weren't there. So I had to hug up with the HR lady because I thought that everything was good. Like, tell a girl like that.
Flip it back.
This is a classic Hugh Douglas spin. Yeah.
Dude, you
playing the victim.
You have to go into survivor mode. You about to lose your wife and your job. Yeah, well, you got to try to save one of them.
He's going
to
lose. He's lost both. So
I would say, but real talk, between the two, I would probably try to save my wife. But first of all, I'm not going to the Coldplay concert with the HR lady.
Yeah, first of all.
And then second of all, if I did go with the HR lady, I'm not going to be hugged up with her, but I'm trying to save my marriage. Because that one's going to cost you more. Because you got the dog. You ain't staying at the house. You lost your job, and you trying to figure out where you stand.
Yeah, he's cooked. He's cooked.
Yeah, buddy's cooked. Yeah, buddy's cooked. Hugh actually might be cooked after this one. BC didn't take too kindly to you, Hugh, saying that you should speak for yourself, and it was an awful take when you said that people watch baseball just to get to football.
That's what I say. I knew I was going to trigger somebody, but BC, you're all right because most of everybody get ready for football season. When you'll be okay. Wherever you are, BC, just walk it off.
I think typically, right. I think not, more people would agree with you in years the Phillies aren't any good. In a year they're good. They matter, right? Like, people are invested.
No, I'm not saying they don't matter, but people are getting ready for football.
In years where the Phillies have stunk, like, I remember 10 years ago being here, like, that was what it was, right? The Phillies got to get you to Eagles season.
And let's be honest, because, like, even Jack complains about Eagles' chance at the game every now and then still.
Well,
happens. It happens.
It does happen, yeah.
I mean, so BC, like I said, walk it off, bro. Walk it off. It's okay.
Walk it off.
The people have spoken. That's what I got.
All right, Lewis. Good job. All right, everyone. Fun show today. If we didn't get to everyone on the phone lines, we have to hand it over to the afternoon show. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. But
that's it.
Afternoon show is back. Like, they're back. They're back.
They were on vacation.
I don't know what those guys sounded like. What kind of show do they do? A good one?
I don't know.
We'll find out today. All right, afternoon show. I'm sure it'll be great. It's coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Phillies win tonight with Wheeler on the mound?
Yes.
They better. Red Sox are good, though. I like Wheeler on the Phillies tonight. Go get a win. Let's get back on track. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.